Hello and welcome back to the Mother of Fun podcast. My name is Audrey, and in today's episode, I'm giving you guys an update on something that I talked about last month, which is the fact that I had suspicions that I was dealing with PMDD, which is premenstrual something or other. I can never remember the title of it. Actually, let me look it up right now because this is kind of silly. Let me see. PMDD stands for premenstrual dysphoric disorder. So you guys know, if you listen regularly, that I recorded an episode last month where I outlined postpartum rage, but I also said that I think that I'm dealing with something called PMDD as well, or maybe instead of rage. It was just a new thing that I realized after tracking my mood with my period. So just to give you a quick little summary, if you haven't listened to that episode, I basically have been feeling like lots of rage, anxiety, depression, on and off. And so through journaling and keeping a log of my periods, I suddenly found a correlation between the two, and that's what led me to seek treatment for PMDD. So I wanted to come on here and give you guys the update because it's been a month of me treating myself, I guess you could call it. So I'm going to give you the whole story, but before we get started, I have to set the scene. So it is 9:38 p.m. on Thursday night. Amelia is sleeping. My husband is in the wood shop, and I am in my room with the light off, but the bathroom light is on, so it's like a little bit light in here. It's kind of relaxing. I love to put the bathroom light on and then like crack the door, so it's like not completely dark in here, but just like, I don't know, like a warm glow. And then I'm just in bed. I have my Warmie, which is like a corn bag that you can heat up, and I just put that on my feet because I love having warmth. And by the way, it is just crazy. This is like a complete sidetrack, but I have been seeing the angel number, if you guys are into manifestation, 222 everywhere for like over a week. It's been attacking me from all angles. Like every time, like I just look down at the recording because I had my eyes, I was like looking away or like closing my eyes. And then I looked down at my phone and I saw 222. Like, I shouldn't even be surprised. I see it everywhere. And so, yeah, this is a complete tangent. But the angel number 222 is, like, basically a sign from the universe which says that, you know, keep doing what you're doing because all the goals that you have, the long-term goals, are coming to fruition. You just have to keep working at it and know that it's coming. And so I've been doing a lot of crazy different things, so maybe I will talk about that a little more at the end of this episode because I do want to get into the episode. But the 222 is just like shocking me every time I see it. It just keeps coming. So yeah, that's the scene. And so yeah, and I don't have a review to read for you guys today. I did not receive any new Apple reviews, so if you're listening and you want to review the show or rate the show, please do that and I'll read a review next time. So let's get into my experience. So in the last time I spoke about this condition, PMDD, I told you guys that one of the ways, or like the most common first step to treating it, is to go on birth control. And so I was really hesitant to do it because I just didn't really want to go back on birth control. I have been off of birth control since I got pregnant, so I was just kind of letting my body chill, because I had been on it for 10 years before having a baby. And I wasn't like a huge fan of it. It wasn't like terrible, but I just didn't see myself needing to go back on it. But for the purpose of trying to treat this mood disorder, I said, okay, this is the first step. I'll try this and see how it goes for the next few months. And if it's not working, then we can look into other alternatives. Because I was very convinced that it was a hormonal issue. There was some sort of imbalance that was causing me to just get crazy every month. So I was pretty desperate. So I called my my OBGYN's office and I just said, like, you know, I think I have PMDD, so I want to get on birth control and see how it goes. I just talked to the nurse. They didn't even really question me. She just ran it by the doctor and then they sent the prescription. Super simple. I got my prescription and I started it right away because, sorry, because I was actually on my period when I kind of like found out that this may be the answer. So I was like, well, this is perfect. I can start right away. So I got my pill. I'm on the pill for birth control and I started it. And you know, all month I was just like kind of bracing myself because usually it's like after ovulation is when my mood would get crazy and I would just feel like up and down and like crying spells and just insane, like not like myself at all. Depressed, anxious, angry, questioning everything. Like it was just not fun. So I was like waiting and waiting, just wondering like, well, is this pill actually gonna work or am I just gonna do the same cycle that I've been doing for the past few months? So once the ovulation day came and went and things were still fine, I was like, oh my gosh, maybe this is actually working. And then the month continued on and then my period came, but the pill pack I'm taking only has 4 pills in the pack that's a different color. And I didn't really know why, so I called my doctor yesterday. I called to be like, hey, why is it like this? And like, I just got my period today, but I only have 2 pills in the pack left. So am I supposed to wait or start the next pack? And they said, yeah, you can just start the next pack because this type of pill you're on just gives you a shorter period. So I had a very light period for 2 days. And then I started my next pack yesterday and bam, I went a whole month without having that issue anymore. So I am 100% convinced that it was PMDD that was causing me this distress for over half a year. All this time I wrote it off as postpartum rage, which is a condition. And I may still, you know, I think I still suffer from postpartum rage from time to time. But definitely the PMDD is what was causing me the most craziness because as soon as I got back on the pill, and you know, I didn't expect that at all. I was, you know, I was accepting the fact that it might take a few months for my body to regulate. I did not expect that after 1 month of the pill, I would see a complete change. So I'm normal again, which is amazing to say and makes me feel like a little emotional because I really went through a lot dealing with all the emotions and the crying spells and just the crazy, like we had so many fights, me and my husband. And yeah, so I basically went into the complete details of all of this in that episode. So if you haven't listened to, I think it's episode 11, go have a listen to that one after this to get the deep dive in what I was experiencing because it was really scary and like I just don't really want to relive it. So that's why I'm not going into huge details in this episode. I just wanted to record a follow-up because the pill worked. So if you are experiencing what I experienced and you're not on birth control, I definitely recommend you, if there's no other reason, like there's nothing preventing you from going on the pill, just try it. Like, honestly, I said I would never go on the pill again, but things change. And so here we are. And so I feel a lot better. It's just it's like a huge relief. So I'm going to stay on the pill until I'm ready to get pregnant because it's regulating the hormones and it just makes me feel like myself again. So I'm really happy about that. So now I just wanted to give you guys, like, talk to you guys about this other thing that I have been working on. So if you guys follow me on Instagram, then you may have seen a shift in my content. I'm actually going to do, like, I don't know, maybe a live or stories tomorrow just to, like, give people a heads up that the content is changing on my Instagram page, and that's because I had a shift in my values, I guess. Not like values, but like I had a shift in like what I want to do with my platform, I guess you could say. So all this time I have been on Instagram just, you know, posting my daily life, my experiences, and that's all good and fine. But I have had the urge to like reach a larger audience, but not just like, hey, look at me, I'm amazing, follow me and adore me. More like I wanted to build a community of people. And so obviously my page is motherhood related because that's my whole brand, that's what I do. And so I just kept thinking, like, how can I reach moms? How can I share information that's extremely valuable? And what can I be doing that gives me more of a purpose here on Instagram? And I guess you could say on my blog too. And so I decided to change everything that I'm doing. So instead of posting like lifestyle and like posting like an influencer, which honestly drove me insane, I am now creating a safe space and a community on my page. So what I mean by that is I want to start conversations and like just give resources for moms to be and new moms to deal with the transition into motherhood, and just be a friend to anybody who needs it. So, and like I always have been, like that's something that I've always been passionate about, but my page just did not reflect that, my account. And so now I'm posting more quote posts, and I'm definitely trying to get on Reels because that's something that I never did before. And so I've been having a lot of fun doing that, and I just feel like I just feel happier, because before I was just kind of caught in the rat race of mommy blogger, influencer, blah 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 blah. And so I always felt like I had to like take pictures, like professional pictures, and have content, but I never really felt like what I was sharing was, like the captions were valuable, but I just felt like the pictures weren't. And since Instagram is a visual platform, if you can't like catch somebody's attention on the photo itself or the video, no one's going to read the caption. So I felt like I was talking to an empty void. I know a lot of you guys listening are probably big supporters of my page and maybe even my YouTube channel. And so I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. You guys probably read those captions, but I just felt like I wasn't able to really get my message out there. So that's why I made the shift on Instagram to be more of a community page rather than an influencer page. And the other reason is just because when I posted, like, say it was an ad or something, I don't know. I just felt like when I posted that and then I'm just like, who cares? Like, who really cares? If I saw this on my feed, would I care? Probably not. Like, I just didn't even, like, I didn't even like my content. And so if you don't like your content, then, or if you feel like your content is pointless, then what are you doing? So I'm just really happy because even though the engagement on my posts is a little lower, I feel like I'm doing what I am meant to do right now. So that leads me to some other ideas that I have. So the reason why 222 has been so important for me, and even any of the other angel numbers I've seen, 1111, 333, I've really just been seeing ones, twos, and threes, but mostly twos. So I decided that I'm going to write another ebook. So I started writing already. I'm not going to talk too much about it because it's still in the very early stages, but basically I'm writing this guide for new moms because I just feel so protective of the new mom, and for some, like, I just feel like I have this calling that I want to help moms who don't know what's on the other side of giving birth, kind of a thing, you know? Like, I was so ill-prepared for postpartum. It's not even funny how we in this society all focus on the stuff. Buying stuff for the baby, buying stuff for this, buying stuff for that. And nobody really truly prepares you for the mental issue, you know, like the mental health issues and the isolation, the sleep deprivation. Like, you know you're going to be tired, but nobody really truly told me, like, there are some scary things that can happen in postpartum. This is what you should do if any of this happens. I suffered from postpartum depression. I suffered from, you know, postpartum rage. And, you know, giving birth in the pandemic, it's all been so difficult. And if somebody had even warned me just a little bit on what to expect, I probably would have done a little better in postpartum. So that's kind of where my passion comes from, which is just my experience and how I don't want other moms to go through the same experience I had, which, like, I'm not saying it was a horrible, horrible experience, because there's always a silver lining, and I'm so grateful to have my daughter. But, like, literally I don't even remember the newborn stage, because I was just so out of it. Like, I was freaked out. I was in survival mode. It's just such a blur. And I feel like I just, like, definitely was not prepared for that at all. So as I write this guide, that is my mission. I think it's really my blog mission. It's always been my blog mission from when I started, which is to help new moms feel less lonely and more confident in motherhood. That's always been my goal when I started my blog and through Instagram, making the connections with moms, and then even this podcast. So this ebook guide that I'm writing is just an extension of that, and I'm really excited. So I wrote, I don't know, it's like maybe eight pages on a Word document. So it's not 8 book pages, but yeah, I started. So I'm talking in the book about, like, before you have your baby, things to prepare, like actual things to prepare, like maybe not spend so much time decorating your nursery and instead find, you know, the resources that you're going to need after the baby comes. Like, for example, finding a therapist before you have the baby that's in your insurance network that you can call at as soon as you start maybe having issues, just things like that to really prepare the new mom, because I was so ill prepared. I just can't even believe it. And so the other reason I wanted to write a whole guide is because I just felt like I always heard, like, snippets of things here and there about, like, well, you should do this when you're preparing, or this is something that happens in postpartum. But I just felt like the information has always been scattered and not in one place. So that's why, as I write this guide, it's for the new mama. It is everything in one place. I'm going to be recommending books, Instagram accounts, podcasts, you name it, for the new mom. It's just going to be like a tool, like a toolkit, right? The new mom's toolkit, starting from pregnancy and then carrying her through postpartum. So I'm, like, getting teary talking about this because I'm so passionate about it. Like, legit, I'm crying a little bit because I'm, like, nervous. And I've been going back and forth because I know that this is something that people need. I know that I'm going to be able to help people with this book. But it scares me because it's such a big project. So I'm just trying to keep the fear and the, I don't know, imposter syndrome at bay. And just keep my eye on the prize, which is all the moms that I can help by sharing my message and getting this book to them. So that's all the big plans I've been working on. Of course, I still do my YouTube channel as well. So I have been quite busy lately, but it's all good. Like, I feel like I was so stressed out about Instagram before. I just took it way too seriously. And now that I have a higher purpose where it's not about me, I focus more about you, the listener, the viewer, you know, the person consuming the content. My focus has completely shifted to you. And so if you're listening, I would love to hear from you, either an Instagram DM or you can send me an email, audrey@motherofawn.com. I want to know what kind of content you would like to see more of from me, because now that my page has shifted, it's about you. And so if there's a topic you want me to bring up and discuss or start a conversation about, or if there's maybe some mom hacks you want me to teach you, then let me know. I am just open to all ideas because, again, this is now a community for you. So, I feel like nervous putting all this out there, but I trust you guys. You are my very small, loyal listeners here on the podcast. We have about 18 people who listen to each episode. So thank you guys so much for supporting the podcast and supporting me on all the platforms that you do. I feel really grateful for you, and I just hope that everything that I'm doing in this world can be beneficial to you, and to, you know, maybe you know somebody who could benefit from this podcast or benefit from my Instagram account, and you could share it with them as well. I want to be able to give you guys the value that you're just like, this is amazing. I have to tell somebody about it, because that's how I feel about, here I go again fangirling, Lena's podcast, New Mama's podcast. Every single time I meet somebody who's pregnant, I automatically tell them they have to listen to that podcast. So my hope is that as I'm sharing these valuable, I don't know, content pieces with you and starting these conversations, that I can slowly become something like that for you, where you just, when somebody asks for a recommendation on a mom support, online mom support, I hope that Mother of Fawn comes to mind for you. So anyways, this is getting long, so I just wanted to record the updates for you guys, because it has been a little over, oh my god, it's been like 10 days since I uploaded a podcast episode. It was a crazy week last week. In the last episode, I told you guys I was like half sick. So yeah, it was just a lot. So I'm back. I will be recording more episodes. I did have some interest in the affirmations episode, or like the self-care episode. So I will be recording that soon. I just wanted to do it when my mind is fresh and I'm awake. Right now I'm like getting ready to go to sleep. It's 10 o'clock now. So now wouldn't be a good time for me to record that. But hopefully within the next week or two, I will record that for you guys, because I think that's going to be really fun. And hopefully you enjoy it and feel the benefits from listening to it. So anyways, please, please go leave a rating for the show if you haven't already. The 18 of you listening, I have 7 ratings and 5 reviews. So if you're still listening and you haven't left us a review, please do so. And I would love to share it on an upcoming episode. Of course, as always, you can find me on Instagram. You can find me at my email, audrey@motherofawn.com, to send your comments, your questions, your ideas. I would love to hear from you. And I hope you have a great weekend. I will be uploading this podcast episode tomorrow on Friday. So if you're listening when it goes up, I hope you have an amazing weekend. Take care, stay safe, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.